America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. We are here for the Pelicans Media Day. The NBA sets this aside, and every team has their Media Day today. And already next Monday, they'll be here in the Smoothie King Center for the first, preseason game, 12:30 tip-off. And we are joined by Herb Jones, who they have you on the roster, Herb, as a small forward, 6'7". There's nothing small about that to me, I can promise you. And Deuce McAllister joins us. Deuce, this is a fun day thus far here, and we've been really blessed to visit with a number of the principals of the team. And now Herb.
Yeah, now Herb gets the opportunity to join us. And Herb, thank you, obviously, for taking a little bit of your time. And just so far leading up to this day, just tell us the work that you've been able to put in. And obviously, congratulations as well on a big honor for last year. But just talk about the work, some of the things that you wanted to do for yourself leading up to this moment and obviously the season upcoming.
Well, thank you guys for having me, first off. I mean, I've just been staying in the gym, kind of staying true to, you know, the work that I've been putting in, not trying to switch up too much. Been trying to keep the same routine with just, you know, my shot discipline and knowing where I get my shots from. I don't try to get outside of, like, what the team needs me to do. So I kind of work on, you know, the shots that I know I'll be taking. And then just touching up everything else, you know, my handle, my passing. And working on my body.
Yeah, and so you talk about just some of the things that have gotten you up until this point. Give us a behind a scene as much as you want to, as far as, okay, you know, if I'm starting to build up to ramp up to this point to where you guys are going in a training camp, this is what my day looks like, whether I'm working, you know, on my own, whether I'm working with a trainer, you know, I may take a little break here, but this is what, you know, it would look like for me to get to this point.
At the beginning of the summer, I try not to be on the court no more than an hour. I try to spend more of my time in the weight room and doing things, you know, that takes me away from basketball just because the season is so long. And then around July, I start to play one-on-one, three-on-three. And then towards the end of July, I start to play five-on-five just to, you know, get back in the rhythm of getting up and down the court. And then I'll cool down a little bit going into August just so I won't be burnt out, you know, when the season gets here. And then I'll pick it up again around, you know, the 1st of September. And then I just kind of try to build on, you know, where I'm at the beginning of September and keep it flowing into the season.
How excited are you about this upcoming season?
I'm super excited. I'm ready to get back to it.
You ready to get back to the grind?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you guys have been right there on the cusp of, you know, not being in that play-in tournament, et cetera, and just being a natural playoff team. And, you know, all the pieces are here. Obviously, we know, you know, some trades, and you're going to lose some guys, and that's just the nature of the beast. But you've got a good squad. And so from a leadership standpoint, what are a couple things that you want to kind of work on and make sure that, hey, I may not talk a lot, but you guys going to listen?
I guess being an everyday dude, I'm showing up, man. My teammates know exactly what they're going to get from me, you know, from an energy standpoint and focus standpoint every day. Not necessarily, you know, stats, but I would just want my teammates to know, you know, the type of dude that they'll get every day.
Lead by example, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, describe for us an 82-game season. I mean, I just can't even imagine. I mean, you know, for so many years, I knew y'all played a lot of games, and then one day I was reading some 82 games. Are you kidding me?
Well, if the fans could have saw his reaction, his facial expression, that would have told you right there.
Yeah, it does get tiring, you know, with the travel, you know, times you get in, the amount of times you sleep some nights, you know, with having to play the next day. But, you know, I think if you love the game, you'll find a way.
Yeah.
And I think for a lot of people, they do. You know, I think that's why you rarely see a huge drop-off in back-to-backs. Like, dudes just show up. You know, once it's time to go, you know, dudes are ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, do you feel like your body gets acclimated to it at some point? Or is it always you're pushing?
Yeah, your body definitely gets into like a kind of like an autopilot mode. You know, like I say around December, I think. December, January, like you kind of just get into that flow state and you pretty much just stay. Like you're going to be tired. Everybody's tired around that time. And you kind of just stay in that mode up until All-Star break and then you rejuvenate and come back in.
So they tell me that then you find a pier and a fishing rod and reel. And you go catch what?
Bass.
You're a bass man.
Yes, sir.
That's where I was taking you, because that was my next question. Because, you know, if we know Herb, Herb's a gym rat, but then you're going to find Herb on some water. But.
Not in the water.
Herb is not going in the water.
No. We stay away from boats.
But even if you can kind of control the depth and you know how deep the water is, you still don't want to go out there?
Nah, I don't need to go out. I catch as many fish as you will on a boat. Me standing on the bank.
That might be true. So, Herb, what are you at least using? What's your lure? What are you using? Some artificial bait?
Artificial red worm.
You using some lizards. Even some worm?
Oh, yeah. Worm, lizards.
What is it?
You got a couple honey holes around here?
Nah, I don't fish here. Because they told me gators. So I stay away from fishing in New Orleans.
Do you even fish on the road? I mean, your time is really – you don't have a lot of time to be able to do it.
No, I don't fish on the road.
On the road. So it's just when you go back home.
Yep.
And you got five or six honey holes over there back at the crib.
Just got one.
You got to be catching and releasing then, Herb.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I catch and release.
Okay, I'm just – because you, as much as you enjoy – you catching everything. It can't be too much left that you hadn't caught before.
No. I catch and release.
Okay.
Bass.
Yeah, no. Catch and release bass. I understand. That's what we – some brim, some
no
crappie as well.
That's a
no
different
crappie,
story.
No sock
they probably going to make it to the bucket.
The bucket.
Yeah.
And we talked offline. So if we can set it up, we know we're in 3-foot water, Herb. Me and you, we're going to fly fish. We're going to walk in the water.
We're not walking in any water.
3 feet. We can see the rocks. We can touch it. We can stomp. I wouldn't take you anything deeper than that. Maybe 4.
Nah.
Herb, you 7 foot tall. It ain't even coming to your waist.
If you could see his face right now, that is not happening.
Herb, I mean, we not going where, I mean, this is a little stream. I mean, we just throwing the rod out there and we're going to see what we can hit.
Yeah, no, it's still animals in the water, though.
Yeah.
We just fishing. The little turtles ain't going to mess with us.
You're not a big snake fan either, right?
Not at all.
If I know the snake's in there.
But you won't know.
Well, somebody going to go out and scout us and make sure that we good.
All right.
He'll stand on the bank and watch you in the water.
That's what I was going to get to.
You wouldn't throw me out there like that.
I'd still be out there.
So you're going to live to tell the story is what you're trying to tell me?
Somebody got
to
do it.
We good to go, Herb, man. Thank you for stopping by and spending a little time with us. I'm going to work on you on that fishing piece.
All right.
Thank you so much. Best of luck to you, man.
You said that real fast, like you're not going to change your mind.
I probably won't.
Guys, if you saw him, I'm tearing up. All right, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck to you, and we're excited about the new relationship with the Pelicans. You'll be on WWL Radio. Folks back home in Alabama can listen to you on
the station.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you guys for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you. We'll be right back, folks. We're broadcasting live for the Pelicans Media Day at the Smoothie King Center. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Newell. He's Deuce. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Welcome back, folks. Sunil Norman with McAllister. We are broadcasting live from the Pelicans Media Day, and we're celebrating the partnership between the New Orleans Pelicans and WWL Radio as the Pels kick off their 2024 to 2025 season. In fact, their first preseason game will be next Monday right here at the Smoothie King Center, I think at 12:30 tip-off, if my memory serves me correct. And we are joined by Javonte Green. Javonte, welcome to the show.
Appreciate y'all having me.
No problem. Javonte, I know we got a little bit of your time, and thank you for stopping by. What has the transition been like for you joining the Pelicans this year? You know, playing in the league, I think this is what you've played 5 years in the NBA. But what has it been like so far joining the Pelicans?
Yeah, this year will be my fifth year. You know, just coming here, just seeing how things work, you know, just being welcome here with open arms, you know, just making it feel like, you know, family, I'm on it. You know, it's a great feeling to have.
Well, the Pelicans fans, what are one of the things, you know, if you had to describe yourself as a player, what would you tell them, you know, night in and night out, this is what they're going to have Javonte Green?
You'll have to worry about Javonte Green not showing up. You know, I'm going to bring the energy every time. Play my hardest. You know, it don't matter who's in front of me. Y'all know y'all going to get the same Javonte every night.
Well, I got to ask you, you know, since this is your first year in New Orleans, have you had an opportunity to kind of get out and try the food and, you know, just immerse yourself in the community? Have you had an opportunity to kind of do a little bit of that yet?
Yeah, some restaurants I've been to. But mostly since I've been here, I've just been trying to, you know, get the house straight and everything, make stuff be more comfortable after we get back from training camp so everything goes smoothly. I think, some spots I did try, and I heard that it's no meal that you have in New Orleans that would be bad. Yeah, so, yeah, I'm ready for that.
What is your favorite thing to eat?
I'm a pasta guy.
Yeah,
but, you know, I had some good seafood out here already. You know, I went to what is called Drago's.
Yeah.
I went to Drago's. Had the char grill oysters, and I think that's gonna be my new spot.
One of, I'll put it that way. That'll be one of.
Don't limit yourself. There's a lot out there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I'm just excited to be here, man. And just to, you know, get down with the culture and everything. You know, I just feel good. Feel good to be here.
When you talk about just making sure that you bring the energy, what's one of the things or a couple things that Coach Willie Green and, you know, even from the staff standpoint, hey, this is what I need you to kind of focus on. We have maybe this player or two, and you talked about just your energy, but some of the things that, you know, you wanted to work on and as they add you to the equation here.
You know, obviously I said this will be my fifth year in the NBA, so I know Coach Green and the staff, they know exactly what I bring to the table, and they knows the my weaknesses and as well as my strengths, and they would never, I don't think they'll put me in a position to fail. So I think my goal is just to go out there and just do what I've been doing, and just what got me here. So I just feel like just keep doing that and just keep perfecting that part, and I just feel like it's going to be a great year.
Well, Javonte, welcome to New Orleans, and don't sell anything short here. I think you're going to have a great time. I know the fans are very excited about you being here as well, and we know that there's going to be a lot of pasta in your future.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man.
Great food. Best of luck to you, man. We're very excited.
Thank you.
Good luck this upcoming season. Thank you as well.
Appreciate you.
So, Deuce, we have C.J. McCollum that's headed this way, and you know, it's really fun getting to talk to the players and learn a little bit about what their favorite things are about the city and what they're doing here.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, CJ, just to be able to talk to him a little bit, and, you know, he's a guy that I don't want to call him, and I'll let – now, because I know what some of the players call him. He's an older statesman.
Uh-oh.
And that's not – CJ, I don't say that.
Sounds like a throwdown to me, CJ.
I don't say that in a – I don't say that in a negative way. How you doing, young man?
I'm good. How you doing?
Yeah, and so they would probably refer to you as the older statesman, but you still look at yourself and say, "Man, I'm not old."
No, I'm not. I'm 33 years old.
That's man. That's what I'm saying.
A lot of life left to live.
A ton. But just tell us a little bit about, you know, the partnership and the leadership role, because talking to Coach Green, it was a responsibility. One of the words that he spoke about, responsible for each other, really. Mm-hmm. And just talk about the leadership role. Obviously, you're still a hell of a player. But from a leadership standpoint, it's almost like, and I don't want to knock, and I hope nobody takes this in the wrong way. You've been the grown up to make everybody else grow up. And I don't say that in a negative way, but that's how it is. You've been the grown up to make everybody else.
Well, that's the cycle of life, right?
Well, that's true too.
Yeah, so you go from changing diapers to getting your diaper changed one day. But I think for all of us, it's about growth. It's about opportunity. It's about learning from mistakes. And it's also about learning from the things that you've done well. And I think collectively, guys are continuing to grow up. You know, they're having babies. They're becoming family men. They're becoming the heads of their households. You're given a lot of responsibility as a professional basketball player. And I think for us, there comes a point in time where we're all selfish, right? We're all selfish. And then there comes a point in time where you start to get older and you become more selfless because you understand the importance of helping others, empowering others, and allowing people to be the best versions of themselves. And I think for us, our guys are growing up. I think they're maturing. They understand the game better than they probably ever have. They're getting to the peak of their powers physically, where the mind and the body is starting to kind of line up, but where they understand how to prepare, they understand how to recover, they understand how to be successful in this league. They played in the playoffs a few times. So I think now things are starting to come together at the right time. We have a really good roster. We got great guys. We got talented players. And for me, it's about being consistent, you know, with my approach, my work ethic. I think, obviously, I have a lot of experience. This is year 12 for me. And I have a really good understanding of what it takes to be successful for the long haul and what it takes to win. To not just win the regular season, but to win in the playoffs as well. I've seen it. I know what it looks like, and I think we're really close, and now it's about being healthy at the right time. It's about putting things together and meshing and being willing to sacrifice throughout an entire year, because that's what it's going to take.
When you talk about the preparation standpoint, what have you changed? What have you added, you know, just with, hey, I've been here, I've done this, I liked doing this this offseason, or there may be some new technology out, I may want to try that. Yeah. What kind of some of that stuff have you kind of tinkered with or played with just to be able to get you to this point for this upcoming season?
Yeah, I added swimming. With it being so hot here in New Orleans, I swim. I try to swim 4 days a week. I just go outside and swim. I've tracked my heart rate. I don't have it on right now, but I wear two wearables to track sleep, to track calories, track intake, track my strain. So I understand, you know, I know how I feel when I work out, but then I have data to kind of back it up to show me when I should take days off, when I should do 2-a-days, when it may be too much to do 3 workouts, how is my sleep correlating to my recovery, how do I feel when I get 7 hours versus 8, how do I feel when I take a nap. So I'm doing all of this testing and just to kind of figure out how my body feels over the course of those 5 months when I'm not having to travel as much and play games. And then when I start the season, I know what I need to feel good each day, what time I should be eating, when I should be sleeping, how much water, how my body kind of adjusts to those things. And then I think from a preparation standpoint, I know how to train. I know when to really push the envelope, and I know when to take days off. I know when it's just a stability day. I know when it's just a lift day. I know when I need to get on the turf. That's one of the things that we added this summer. We started, you know, working out on the turf. We got all these football fields out here, but using the Saints field to get outdoor conditioning in the sun. Just different stuff to kind of really challenge me mentally, challenge me physically, play with the times of the workout, 6 a.m., 7 p.m., 8 p.m., 9 p.m., because of the game schedule, right? Like, I've gone summers where I only work out in the mornings, and then the season starts and I'm playing at night, and I'm like, I should have more night workouts. So just kind of getting used to doing different things. Playing lands, we go to the gym. Like, just your body gets used to the trauma, and then your mind gets used to it. So then when I play a back-to-back, we land at 3 or 4 a.m., I'm like, oh, this is just another day of, like, waking up with the babies and going to work. Like, it's just the same thing.
Yeah, before New Orleans. See, you weren't doing that in year 3. You weren't doing that in year 2. You didn't have that data. But see, that's that like fine wine, and we'll get to that in a second. I'll let Newell get you here.
No, but you just presented it in a way that I think people can understand, and especially even myself, the confluence of so many different things with your body, your biorhythm, as you talked about it, and what you're monitoring is just so incredibly important, because you want to be at the peak every time you step out on a court, and it doesn't just happen. Right?
I mean, exactly.
I mean, you know, the expectation of some folks is you're talented, you got it, it just happens. But that's not the case.
No, it takes a lot of preparation, it takes a lot of sacrifice, it takes a lot of dedication. Everybody's good physically. Mentally, you have to be engaged, you have to be able to give yourself those escapes, those breaks. Mental wellness is important. And I think for me, like you said, I know what I need to do to be ready at 7 p.m. or our first preseason game being at 12:30. I've had workouts at different times. that's also important because, like you said before, I'm the oldest on the team. So I got to know how to get myself going, but also how to get others going. Like, it's preseason. It's a 12:30 game on a Monday. Like, like this is peak nap time, right? Yeah. This is like on a game day, you'll be sleeping 12:30 for 7 p.m. You know what I mean? So it's right. Like, how do you mentally get ready for these types of moments where we got a couple 8:30 games this year? We got some home and aways or some home homes or some away aways where you go to a city, you play day off, play, or you play a back-to-back stay tonight. Like, how do you recover? How does your body adjust to that? And I think for me, it's about giving myself the best opportunities at success. I don't know how long I'm going to play. I don't know how long I want to play. But I want to maximize my time on the court. When I walk away, I say I did all I was supposed to do and I got the best out of my talent.
As you look back, what would you say the number of years necessary, as you look at so many players that you played with, the average of when the light bulb actually goes off of all of that confluence that we just talked about, of all these individual characteristics of getting ready? How many years in the league?
I would say I was fortunate to get some injuries early, so I had to slow down and really, like, focus on recovery earlier because inflammation, you broken bones, you have to change your diet, you got to change the time you eat. I started doing intermittent fast. Like, I had to learn a lot about myself faster than normal because I wasn't playing. I wasn't having success. I was watching. So for me, it was faster. But I would say for most guys, it takes about 5 years. I'd say the first year, you don't really know anything. You just know what you're told, and you just kind of show up, and it's trial and error. The second year, maybe you're starting to play a little bit more, so you're getting used to the cadence. The third year, you kind of feel like you got it figured out, but then the game changes, right? Because when I first got into the league, you had true fives, true fours. You basically started 2 7-footers, or the four was 6'11", back to the basket. It was inside out. The game changes, so then you have to change how you train. You got to change your shot profile, like all of those things. So I say it takes 5 years because that's after the first contract. You get your extension or you go somewhere else. And then you really kind of have an identity. The first few years, you don't have an identity. You're known as something in college or coming from abroad, but they don't know how that translates here. So you develop your identity, and then that's kind of what you are, and they put you in this box. You are this. Even if you have ability to do things outside of this box, this is mm-hmm. this is all they've seen, this is all they know, and that's who you are to them. And I think that's when you figure out how to be that person, whether that's a spot-up shooter, whether that's a defender, whether that's a role player, whether that's a guy that's multifaceted. You're in that box for the rest of your career. So I say it takes about 5 years to establish this is your DNA to the rest of the league.
CJ, last one for me. Tell us a little bit about the expectation, you know, of this team, being able to get over that hump and just being we know that the West is loaded. Yeah. And you guys have the talent to be able to compete with it. But now it's more, you know, injuries have hurt you. Consistency, maybe starting slow has hurt mm-hmm. you. What is it going to take for this team to get over that hump?
I think it's going to take the right mentality. There's going to be good days and bad days. We haven't played together with this team ever, right? Mm-hmm. So we got new pieces. We got practice to go through. We got training camp. We got preseason games. And it's not going to be perfect early. But if you're working hard and you're well-intentioned, then I think you'll be successful. So I think it starts with our habits. It starts with our ability to be selfless and sacrifice. And then I think the last part is when you do things the right way and you do them, you know, for the person next to you, you're generally going to have success, right? You're going to have more trust. Ball's going to move more. Defensively, there might be breakdowns, but you got your brother's back. All of those things are going to be important. And it starts with this trip to Nashville. We have some dinners, have some lunches, really be able to talk, get to know each other on a different level outside of the game. Because the game is a game. We all can go out there and play. But when you have a mutual respect and admiration for your person beside you, your coworker, then things are easier. Things are better under tension and stress, and things are better when you're successful. So I would say those are going to be the keys for us. And you can't control health, but you can control how you prepare. So if you do get hurt, you should be able to come back faster because you did what you were supposed to do, unless it's, you know, a devastating injury, which is another case. But everybody's going to have some type of injury this year that they have to battle through or they sit out for, and then you come back. But if you do what you're supposed to do, it generally doesn't last as long.
I got to ask you something. You're involved in an activity. It may be more about your afterlife to the NBA, maybe. I'm not sure. But I'm a big wine guy.
Oh, I like
I've
that.
Had your wine.
Okay.
And, you know, and I've been collecting wine for a number of years, and I won't talk about how much I consume because I absolutely love it. What drew you to wine?
My wife actually introduced me to one, and then I was drafted to Portland by the Portland Trailblazers in 2013. And being able to be exposed to wine country, the peace, the tranquility, obviously the fact that wine brings people together, it's a way to celebrate. It's a way to tell stories. It's a way to share your background and where you come from. And I think all those things were enticing to me. And then just being able to understand the process of how wine is made, meeting with somms, meeting with winemakers, meeting with viticulture specialists to understand terroir, the weather, the slopes, how it's planted, how much precipitation changes, hot days versus cool nights, you know, old world versus new world. And I kind of got to dive into it. And it was something that I felt was very interesting. It was something that I felt I could share with my family and share with people who come from places like me that aren't exposed to wine, aren't a part of wine culture, and don't necessarily feel comfortable in it. I think all those things played a factor. And then I ended up partnering with Adelsheim, who's our partner now, and they gave me the unique opportunity to create a label and to learn about the business of wine. And I said, I don't want to be in the wine business if there's not someone to teach me about it. So I've been able to work very closely alongside a few CEOs and presidents of wineries. Obviously, our partner in Adelsheim and Rob has been great in allowing me to just learn about the business. And we launched a label in 2018. We started selling wine in 2020. And then my wife and I bought 318 acres in Carlton and began planting out our own vineyard, where we planted 56 acres. And we actually had our first harvest this year, 7 acres of Pommard. We harvested before we came back to New Orleans. And it's something that's allow me to have a legacy. It's something that allows us to have a place to go that's secluded, it's peaceful, it's amongst nature. And I think it's a self-centering place where you get centered, you get grounded, and you're able to create a product that other people can enjoy. And the process of the bottle is fascinating because it goes from, obviously, you know, you buy the fruit, you plant the vines, you kind of go through that process. It goes in a barrel, and then it touches so many people. So many stories are shared and told, and so many people play a factor in how the grape is turned into a juice in a bottle. And I think it's just all so very fascinating.
Have you stomped on some grapes before? Am I taking you to the country yet? You hadn't done that. You looked at me like, man, what
I
are
am
you talking
a country.
About?
my family grew up in the country. I am not a country boy, but yeah. I do know my way around the farm.
Okay.
And we actually hand pick and we custom crush, so we don't stomp anymore.
You can stomp. I mean, yeah, okay.
We don't do it anymore.
It's a faster process is basically what you're telling me.
We don't do it anymore. But I have seen it done, and I have partaken, but we don't stomp on our grapes. Nobody's feet touching
the grapes. I get the sense you – were you intellectually intrigued by winemaking? Because you seem to be very analytical to me.
I mean, life is analytical, right?
Right.
I think it's the lens. My wife is more science, so she's very, very engaged and involved in the process of when do we pick and understanding the bricks and the sugar content and how the yeast impacts the wine and how it turns into alcohol. All of those things I think is really cool and fascinating. And I just think it's to understand that, like, we plant vines, right? We plant them. And this vine could be right here and this row could be right here and they'll taste completely different. Right. Side by side is just so fascinating to me. It's just a cool process and something that I'm thankful to be a part of and thankful that I can continue to allow my kids to have experiences like this where my son can just eat grapes off the vines and run around. He has no idea what's going on and just play in the dirt and just be outside.
I can see the joy it brings you in your life just by reading your face. I mean, and I love that. I love that. I do want to come by and visit your winery.
No, you will. So I'll make sure you guys get some wine. I'll make sure I get you some. It's in about 20 retail shops and restaurants here now. You can get it at the Wine Cellar on Magazine. You can get it at McCord's Butcher on Veterans.
On Veterans, yeah.
So you can get it from those two places. But then a bunch of restaurants have it, and I'll bring some in and start. We'll probably break ground in the tasting room in 2027, 2028.
Right.
So not yet. We got to build our wine club, build our sales, but we will.
Absolutely. Tasting room. We'll let us know. We'll help promote that.
I appreciate it, man. McCullough Harris 91.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
And good luck.
A pleasure. Thank you so much.
Year.
Appreciate it.
Really appreciate it. All right, folks. We will be right back. We're broadcasting live from the Smoothie King Center for the Pelicans Media Day in celebration of also of our new relationship between WWL and the Pelicans organization. We will be right back. Stay with us. I do this when you see- Welcome back, folks. Deuce McAllister and Newell Norman. We're broadcasting live from the Pelicans Media Day here. We're celebrating the partnership between the New Orleans Pelicans and WWL Radio for the upcoming 2024-2025 season right here on WWL. And we're joined by Trey Murphy, the third guard forward, 6'8", 217 pounds, fourth or fifth year in the league. And thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate y'all for having me.
Trey, you know, obviously for you, I mean, every year is pivotal, but for you and this team to be able to, and I'm going to get straight to it, to get to that next level, what has Trey Murphy done to be able to get himself ready as well as to get this team to the next level?
I think the biggest thing is, you know, maturity level and just overall focus on what I'm supposed to be doing has grown over the years. As you progress in this league and as you continue to play games, you start to figure out, all right, like, this is what I need to work on, and your focus on what you're working on becomes a lot tighter because you're not just guessing. Like, you're going through the season and it's giving you information on, all right, this is one thing I need to work on, this is another thing I need to work on. And then just being a good teammate, and that's just come second nature. Like, talking to the guys, trying to build chemistry, that's the biggest thing, especially for a team with a bunch of new guys. We have to figure out, you know, how to gel quickly because season starts soon.
Right.
Like, we're basically there. So, yeah.
When you talk about just learning the NBA, that's not something that it's a process. And that's the process that you've been in because, obviously, we know you can shoot. We know you can finish at the rim. But how is a certain player going to play me? How is a certain team's going to play me? That's some of the stuff that you've been working on and taking and gathering information on, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely. You know, you watch the playoffs. You watch regular season. Obviously, it's two different games. And you just know around the league what teams do what. And, you know, I'm pretty conscious of that. I watch basketball like all the time, even during the off season, watching old games, things of that nature. So just being prepared for everything and understand also teams still might throw something different at you. You just gotta be prepared for that too.
Newell introduced it as far as the relationship, the being able to broadcast all of the games via WWL. For the fan base out there that this is their first time hearing you, which I hope isn't the case, tell them a little bit about who Trey Murphy III is as far as not only a basketball player, but just off the court as well. What would Trey be doing, you know, just like a normal day that's not a hoop day?
a normal off day for me is pretty boring, if I'm being honest. I'll probably wake up, brush my teeth, do all the normal things you need to do, go downstairs, eat. And I'll probably sit on the couch, watch TV, eat again, probably take a nap, eat again, and then go to sleep. I don't really do too much, if I'm being honest with you. I'll be chilling. Okay. So,
nothing wrong with that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that at all.
I mean, if y'all were going through stuff the week, hello, Javonte. He's waving at me, so I'm gonna make sure I wave at my new teammate. What's up, Unc?
Trey, yeah. What do you find is the most challenging thing about the NBA?
It's tough because I don't really find a lot of it like super challenging because it's like I'm doing a dream. Like, this is a dream of mine. I played basketball since I was 4 years old, and it's a dream to play against the best players in the world. Like, obviously, the travel part, you know, it can be a lot. You know, getting into a city at 2 a.m. and having to play that same night, yeah, that's probably the toughest part. But you know, by the time 7 o'clock rolls around, you forget about all that, and you're just like, I get to play basketball again. So that's all you really worry about. It's not really anything else. Like challenges and stuff like that, it's just whatever you put yourself through. You just got to keep the main thing the main thing.
When you talk about just having the ability to be able to play this game and getting in a zone, so mm-hmm. to speak, you know, and now that rim, it gets bigger and bigger. How do you try to say, hey, look, I need the touches. Give me the ball. I don't want to, you know, hey, I'm going to throw one up or I'm going to shoot it just because I see it, I feel it, that shot felt good, or keeping that confidence when maybe I have missed a couple of shots and then, you know, I can't get to the basket or I hadn't found something. You know, how can I keep myself where it's shoot or shoot?
Yeah, no, I have I have short-term memory loss, actually. And, you know, I kind of forget about misses. I remember my makes, but I don't remember misses many times. So I think it's just the irrational confidence, knowing like I put in the work and I know it could be a quarter where, you know, I've gone into the quarter, I got like 5 points and I could leave the quarter with 20. So like, just knowing that in the back of my head, like it never, like even if it seems like I'm not doing anything or if it seems like I'm off, like I can, it can turn to a real quick heater, I would say.
Just trusting oneself, right? I mean,
absolutely.
When you're out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Like a little air fryer, I can get hot real quick. So, yeah, that's, yeah.
Nothing wrong with it, Trey. I know you have roots in Carolina. Just get your thoughts on, obviously, and it's still probably a recovery and rescue situation for a lot of that area, particularly Western North Carolina. Just any of your thoughts and that you want to give to – obviously fans and, and listeners up in that area.
No, absolutely. Definitely want to, you know, give out my thoughts and prayers to the families that were affected by, you know, the hurricane. Natural disasters are always tough because you can't really prepare as well as, you know, you just can't really prepare. And you never know exactly what's going to happen. So that uncertainty definitely is a tough piece about it. And then, you know, their lives have been lost because of the hurricane. So, you know, praying for those families. You know, it's really tough losing family members to a hurricane.
Never know what Mother Nature's going to deal you.
Never know.
She can be cruel for sure. Trey Murphy III, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it and wish you the best of luck in this upcoming season. It's a week away before y'all play here Monday at noon, right?
Yeah, noon. Oh, my goodness. I got to be up early for that one. Oh, man.
You woke pre-nap before that one.
I know. I just got to just get right up and go.
I didn't mean to depress you, Trey.
Exactly. I didn't even know it was that early. Goodness gracious. All right. Let's go. Let's do it. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you,
sir. Appreciate you. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We will be right back. He's Deuce. I'm Newell. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. In the next hour, we're going to have any number of players joining us and some of the folks from administration as well as we continue our discussion with the Pelicans organization here at Pelicans Media Day at the Smoothie King Center. Yes, this professional basketball league is, the NBA is getting ready to start. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.